Raynet News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
Missouri has hundreds of millions of dollars in repairs waiting to be done at its public colleges and universities, but they don't have the money to make the fixes. State Higher Education and Workforce Development Director Zora Mulligan says the schools face a maintenance crisis like many colleges and universities around the country.
Deferred maintenance is not a very jazzy thing to talk about, but it's one of the most critical issues facing our public colleges and universities. There have been times in the past where deferred maintenance funds were allocated pretty regularly through the appropriations process. It's been a long time since we were in that era, and our buildings have really started to show that lack of investment.
She says most capital investment proposals from Missouri's colleges and universities mostly involve basic and delayed maintenance needs. She says some of the more visible and high-profile new buildings are not funded by state general revenue. A Missouri Senate committee studying gun violence is expected to hear several hours of testimony today in Jefferson City.
The chairman of the newly formed Senate Interim Committee on Public Safety is expecting a lengthy hearing today at the State House. The committee meets this morning at 10. And Chairman Senator Doug Leibel of Poplar Bluff tells Missouri Net each senator has invited witnesses from different backgrounds and expertise. U.S. Attorney Tim Garrison has noted that St. Louis, Kansas City, and Springfield are three of the top 15 most violent cities in the nation on a per capita basis. Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.
Missouri Agriculture Director Chris Chen says a relocation of the USDA's Economic Research Service and National Institute of Food and Agriculture from Washington, D.C. to downtown Kansas City will benefit the state's farmers. Chen says the new location reinforces the state's role as an agriculture hub.
It also just kind of sends out a very strong message that Missouri is here and we're open for business and we're looking for new opportunities all of the time to serve agriculture and the people that we work for.
Missouri's Public Service Commission is reminding you that the state's cold weather rule is now in effect. Missouri Net's Brent Palm has details.
The rule aimed at helping customers with heat-related utility bills began November 1st and runs through March 31st. It prohibits gas and electric utilities from disconnecting services when the temperature is predicted to drop below freezing the following 24-hour period. Cold weather rule also provides more lenient payment terms, permitting reconnection of service, allows customers to make payments over 12 months, and requires customers be notified by mail 10 days before service is shut off.
Police in North St. Louis County are investigating a double homicide at an apartment complex. The victims of the Saturday afternoon shooting have been identified as 48-year-old Artelia Harold and 51-year-old Benny Wallen. Both died Saturday after being shot in their Riverview apartment during a domestic dispute. Investigators are seeking help through Crime Stoppers. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You are listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.